Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With, the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Want to thank you first for making your way here and checking out this series. We put out brand new interviews every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, three a week. So if this is your type of thing, you want to hear from all of your favorite artists, discover some new ones, or just know what's happening in the music world, hit that subscribe button so we'll be able to keep you up to date on all the new happenings and all the new interviews that are released every single week. Of course, you can find us at all the major podcast hotspots like iTunes, Apple Podcast, Spotify, YouTube, wherever you like to get yours. I'm Kyle Meredith, and today I'm going to be talking with legendary guitarist and sideman G.E. Smith. Now, if you're a product of the 80s and 90s, then you're probably going to remember G.E. from Saturday Night Live. He is back with a brand new record, a collaborative record called Stony Hill. This is where he teams up with vocalist Leroy Bell. And we're going to get into how their collaboration and relationship came about. Also, the record, there's a strong message that kind of floats around it. So I want to talk about writing with a message in mind. Both of them will say that they are concerned for their country, and that kind of made its way in, just in a natural way, to a lot of the songs in here. Of course, G.E., he's been the sideman for a whole lot of amazing artists throughout the years, talking about everybody from Bob Dylan, David Bowie, Hall & Oates, Roger Waters of Pink Floyd. So we're going to talk about supporting the greats. And the stories behind his own fronted songs on this record. I mean, Leroy Bell takes the lead singing on most of the songs here, but there are a pair where G.E.'s voice can be heard. One of them, Art's Sick, a song he wrote, takes us back to his time and friendship with John Michael Basquiat, the late New York artist. And he also sings lead on a cover of Buffy St. Marie's Codeine. That's a song that G.E. will tell you he's been doing since he was just a very, very young man in his teen years. So let's get into this, discussing this record, Stony Hill. It's Kyle Meredith with G.E. Smith.
Hey, Kyle.
It's a real pleasure to talk to you. I loved hearing what I've with this new record, Stony Hill. This is a collaboration with Leroy Bell. How did that partnership come along?
My wife, Taylor Barton, in January of 2019, was listening to a playlist that she got off of Spotify or somewhere, and I hear this voice, and I say, that's the guy. I say to her, that's the guy I've been looking for. Who is that? I've been looking for a great singer for many years. And she said, it's this guy, Leroy Bell, from Seattle. So we contacted him and invited him to come to our home on Long Island, New York State, and he came. And he had just written the song America, which is on this Stony Hill record, and we played it, and it sounded good with the two of us playing it, so we went right in the studio and started this project.
You say, you know, that's the voice you had been looking for forever. I mean, as a man who seems like, you know, is it no loss for collaborations throughout his career, what was it about him? What exactly were you looking for?
Well, the hardest thing to find is good singers and good drummers. And most of the really good ones, they're taken. By the time they grow up in their little small town, people know about them, and somebody snatches them, and that's it. They're gone. So I had, you know, missed a few good singers along the way. And Leroy had already been around. You know, he's done records and done some work with a lot of different people. And it just seemed like a good fit. He's almost the same age as me. We grew up listening to the same records. So we get along great. We have a good time.
Lyrically speaking, I mean, was it obvious that you guys were going to be doing an album for the times? I mean, you say Leroy showed up already with America in his pocket, but was there discussion like, hey, this is pretty much the blueprint for this record?
No. To tell you the truth, we never talked about that. And like I said, we started in January of 2019. So we had no idea that the virus was going to come along or that things were going to blow up with all the protests. But it just kind of fit in. You know, that's the way Leroy writes. He doesn't smack you in the face with it. You know, I wouldn't call them protest songs or something. But he has a message. We both have a concern about what's going on in our country. And we wish that people would instead of getting so mad at each other because you don't believe the same thing, just relax a little. And like the new single says, let the sun shine in.
You seem to have always been a champion of music with a message or music for a cause. Do you approach those differently when you're in songwriting? Do those have to be approached differently? I mean, how important is it to make sure that the song part of that is not lost?
Well, what I've always done, and I think I've been very lucky in my career to play with all these different great songwriters, from Hall & Oates through Bob Dylan and Roger Waters, people like that. I've always wanted to support the song, you know? I always wanted to be what I am, a sideman. You know, I always wanted to be in that support position. And you listen to the lyrics, you listen to the melody that the singer is singing, and then you try to play the parts that are going to support that and spotlight what they're saying. So if I've had any success, I think it's because I had that attitude.
It seems like that would be a moment where what you're playing has to have its own character within connection to what you're hearing.
That's a good way of looking at it, Kyle. You're right. Yeah. You have to have your own character while at the same time you're playing that support role and you're spotlighting what the singer and the songwriter are saying.
Of course, you know, you're not completely in support role the entire time here. You do take a lead on a couple of the songs. I'd love hearing Art Sick. It's got a, you know, the first time I heard it, I thought, oh, this has got kind of a cool Lou Reed New York vibe going. How did you approach that? Like, what were you looking for on that song?
Well, I wrote that song, and many years ago, there's a painter, Jean-Michel Basquiat, mm-hmm. who has become quite well known. He's passed away now, but he's become a very, very, famous painter. But I knew him before he was famous. We lived in the same neighborhood in New York, and I didn't know him well, but we would talk now and again. We had a conversation one time, and I came away with that idea, art's sick, it won't get better. And I carried that around for years. Then this past fall, I was finishing up the Stony Hill album. I was in the studio just doing the post-production, you know, and the whole song, as we hear it now, just came into my head. Just, I don't know where, you know, it came out of that mystical place where songs come from. And I right away just, boom, recorded it.
Yeah, amazing. Like, you've had it that long, and finally it arrives.
Yeah.
And knowing that Basquiat was kind of tied to that, I mean, that kind of makes sense now for that New York thing that I'm hearing in there. I mean, that's so New York within that. And the other one I'll point out, like, there's one cover on here, right? And that's Codeine, which, again, has you taking lead. Why that song?
I've always played that song myself. When I was real young, maybe 10 or something, I saw Buffy St. Marie, who wrote Codeine. I saw her perform it, and it really struck me, the power in her voice and the song and what she was saying. It just really got to me. So I've always performed it, which must have been hysterical when I was 14 playing that song, you know. But, you know, over the years, I just kept doing it. And then to have the opportunity now to record it and get it out on this record is very satisfying for me, you know, because it's a great song.
But, you know, when you're picking a cover, and especially when the spotlight becomes like this is the only cover, do you feel like it has to say something within the set? Because, and I feel like it does. I mean, you know, if we're talking like, you know, opioid addiction or something like that, I mean, you
right.
know, with the overarching themes, it has a spot there. How important was that?
To tell you the truth, we didn't think about that a whole lot. We knew, you know, I knew what LaRoy's songs were about, and we knew that he was writing songs that had a message in them. And Codeine does fit in because of the opioid addiction thing. And it just all worked out. This whole project was easy to do, to tell you the truth. The work part of it was fairly simple. You know, you got to put in the hours, but sometimes you really have to strain at it, you know, making a record. You really got to work on it and try to make the songs fit together. This project, it was pretty simple.
And there was one, I guess, I wouldn't say cover, but sort of resurrecting one of the songs too, right, with Changes Coming Now. I mean, that was one of LaRoy's older songs, is that right?
Yep, he had done that song some years back. That's just a great song, and that one definitely fits in with everything else he's saying. And we just love that song, so we said, well, let's do it for this band. We put a little section in the middle of it, and that wasn't on the original, you know, good one.
I love hearing what you guys do. And so obviously, no one's able to go out and tour their albums right now. Have you all been doing the virtual gigs? And if so, what's that been like for you?
We've been doing some virtual stuff, but we were supposed to in March, right when this whole thing started with the virus, that we were supposed to go to South by Southwest down in Texas, introduce the album, play 3 live shows, and then start doing a tour all around the country and try to introduce people to our music. And of course, boom, you know, in the toilet with everything else. As you know, the live music business is in a coma. Who knows when it's ever going to come back? It's really sad. You know, all these people that own smaller venues, they can't afford to be closed for 6 months.
Right.
A lot of these places are never going to come back. It's really sad.
Yeah, we've been looking at saveourstages.org. I know that's a great place for people to kind of get involved and learn how to keep a lot of those
right.
venues open and everything. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah, we're all trying to figure that out. In the meantime, I am looking forward to seeing, you know, eventually what this does look like on stage. And, GE, this Stony Hill record with LaRoy Bell, it's so, so good. Also, Joseph Arthur is one of my best friends. I know you've been doing some collaborations with him. That's kind of been fun to watch.
Yeah, he's coming to my house today.
Awesome. Tell him I said hi. Tell him Kyle says hi. I've already texted him, but you
I
can tell
will.
Him.
I sure will.
All right, GE.
I sure will. He's good.
Yeah, thank you so much for the time today. Take care, man.
Thank you, Kyle. I appreciate it. All Take right. care.
My thanks, G.E. Smith. The new record with LaRoy Bell is called Stony Hill. And a big thanks to you for, again, listening to this episode. Before you get out, if you're not a subscriber, I do hope you're inspired enough. You had a good enough time here to hit that subscribe button. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere you get your favorite podcast from, just type in Kyle Meredith With. And again, we'll bring you 3 new interviews every single week. After that, you can head to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. It's an hour full of song premieres, music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence of Sound, they've got your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of them at Kyle Meredith. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Do you read Stephen King? Good news. There's a club for you. The Losers Club. Every Friday, us losers journey through the never-ending wastelands of King's Dominion. We sink our teeth into each of King's novels, dive deep into the lore, and review every adaptation. Even better, we're always having guests over. Thomas Jane, Will Wheaton, Mary Lambert, Mick Garris, the list goes on. So what are you waiting for? Join us as we read on through long days and pleasant nights.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.